What's up, and welcome to the People of This Cool World podcast. I'm your host, and today we have two guests joining us live.
All right. Hey, I'm Aegis Ash 4. I have a YouTube channel, and I post on Twitter occasionally. And I have shitty videos, I guess.
Hello, my name is BraMoment127. You can follow me on Instagram with the same name. And I'm just one of the host's friends and the other guy's friend.
All right. So I guess what I want to start with this podcast is I wanted to talk about, I usually don't feel comfortable, you know, like showing my YouTube stuff with my actual personal stuff like Instagram, which I have that account, but you know, all my family and friends follow me. And I just feel like that'd be weird to kind of spread that out there, you know? It's like, I'm not that, you know, big in it. And I don't know, I find it cringy if it's just like, oh, it's such a small thing. And I don't know, I feel like it's just not a comfortable thing to really, like, press out there. Like, look, Mom, Dad, I started a YouTube channel. I game and I cuss.
The only family that I have on my Instagram is my sister. And I don't even post anything. I haven't got a phone.
My dad used to follow me on my Instagram channel. I mean, not my Instagram channel, but my Instagram account. So I just had to be so conscious about it and be like,
dude, that would suck. Like,
what the heck is this?
Just block him. Be like, what is this? It's a meme.
If you block him though, he's gonna be like, yo, what the fuck did you block me for?
Yeah, it's just like, what is this? Just like holding his phone out.
Recently, he's got off the internet, so.
He's like, he says, I've seen enough.
thankfully now I can,
people,
you know,
over
say
37,
what I want, stuff like that.
People over 37 shouldn't use social media. It should be a rule.
That's what Facebook's for. Facebook's like the old retirement home for youth life.
Like, from 37 media. Over, if you're not like somebody, you know, like Eminem's like fucking 50, isn't he?
He's going on to 50.
He might be going on to 50. Because, like, I think it was in, like, Killshot. He was talking about, like, he's going into his 50s. He's still a fucking alcoholic, though.
Yeah, that makes sense. But,
Google that shit.
I guess, well, the weird thing is.
He's going on to 50.
But,
so, like, you know, he's allowed to stay. But your dad, I don't actually know how old your dad is.
He's, like, in his 50s.
He needs to leave.
He's like, get off, like, just like, they need to
be, he just needs to listen to the news and that's it.
Like news and fucking Cafe Land on
but,
Facebook.
He doesn't really like the news anyway because the news is nowadays is so biased.
CNN sucks with my mood.
It's so political nowadays. It just gets irritating.
All it is BLM and stuff, and I just want to see
riots,
got
COVID.
Shot and stuff. You know,
no matter your
like, it's not news.
No matter what's your opinion on the side, it's. The news is starting to get a lot more political, which I don't think it should. No, I mean, it should cover some stuff and some issues, but
you know,
some
like,
issues are too political.
General politics.
Yeah.
Who is our president and what's he doing?
Yeah. But I guess what's, knowing what, like you said, your dad follows you on, he used to follow you on Instagram. I mean, he probably still does, but you know, he's not active on there anymore. I guess the weird thing is my parents, my dad doesn't have Instagram or anything, so they know my YouTube, though. So they look at my YouTube, they look at my content. Oh, and it's funny because it's just
hey,
like,
son, I saw you winning.
So, yeah, it's like my content's, you know, either like just, it's just me fucking around with my friend, you know, either playing Gmod or Minecraft or.
Does your dad, like, know that you cuss and shit?
If he watches my videos, of course. I cuss a majority amount.
Well, I just mean, like, do you, like, cuss, like, your house? Like,
he knows I cuss, but I feel like it's like a, he knows,
yeah,
like, it's okay, but
it's like
don't say it in front of me.
It's like an unspoken thing. Like, you don't, like, go cussing somebody out in their living room over Uno in front of their parents.
All right.
We failed at that here.
So,
dude, I legit had to have, like, a whole ass conversation about you with my mom. She was like, I'll give him a chance.
His mom got mad at me because this man, when we're playing Uno, we were using the sevens rule. Which is sevens rule is where if you draw a seven and you put it down, you have to switch a deck with somebody. But the whole game, he was drawing from the deck, collecting almost 50 cards, and then switching decks with me when I had 3 cards left. And that kind of made me enraged, so I cussed.
There should have been a seven in there somewhere.
Oh, there should have been a seven there somewhere. Yeah, yeah, but then somehow it wasn't. I don't know. That was dumb luck, I guess, that there wasn't. But, yeah, I got to my custom out. But there are some people, yeah, they do have different rules.
My mom was just trying to make some pancakes for us.
Pancakes? Fuck. Okay.
She probably spit in yours.
Fuck me. But, like, I guess, yeah, it's funny because I do cuss a lot in my videos. And the newest one, you know, it's the Joker parody with me and my, you know, friend.
You get what you freaking deserve.
Yeah. But,
gunshots on Subway.
Subway.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Subway.
I thought you
were talking
about,
seen the Joker?
I have. I just thought you were talking about, like, Subway Eat Fresh.
With Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Who played fucking?
Pretty good movie.
Who played Johnny Cash in that movie, Walk the Line?
I feel like the movie was okay. I feel like it was overrated. Like being the best, like, it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong, not bad.
I liked it.
Not just okay. It was pretty good. But
it was a good.
There definitely is a hype.
Yeah, like, it was a good representation of his life.
Mm-hmm. It dwelled more. It dwelled into the comics, but not as much, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
like,
a whole other scene.
I don't really, you know, listen to Johnny Cash that much. There's like a couple of songs that I like, you know, but like,
yeah,
that movie, I sat there and watched it because it was a good movie, like, nonetheless.
I haven't seen it.
Tisk tisk.
But, well, I guess another thing about the whole YouTube thing is advertisement and monetization.
Don't you have to be like at least over 100 subscribers to have
I've gotten like stuff into it, you know, being in there. I'm considered creator, but not big enough to create or be a part of something. I'm just like, in YouTube's eyes, I'm a creator. I'm a small creator.
Raid Shadow Legends send you an email?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But you have to get 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of views. Like, which it's honestly not that hard as it seems. I already have like,
I'm about to go put your videos on repeat.
I already have 29 hours of views, which is it's pretty good.
How long have you been doing it for?
Since May this year, I've like started. I mean, I've had the account for a while, but actually, since I've, you know, YouTube and thought it'd be cool, it's definitely not that long. Definitely not anything big, but cool. And all. But what I've seen is music is a big problem with it.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because like, I mean, there is a point. They are trying to protect you, of course, but there is a point where it gets.
There's a point where it gets
a bit too much.
Yeah, but
like,
what am I
making? Copy claims.
Copy claims. I hate copy claims. I've had the issues with those. A lot of my videos have been not taken down. I've not gotten to the point where they got taken down because that would have to be a long clip and just basically the whole video is that or something. But
if it's just like a 2 second or 1 minute clip,
like my most of my videos, my new ones and all that, I have my outro in, because an outro, the song at the end, it's not the actual song, it's a remix of the song,
right?
Which is different, sped up.
He should go and like,
and look, but because it sounds like the original, and since the bots can tell it is, I am striked down to my videos cannot be viewed in Denmark. No one in Denmark can see those videos. And
why Denmark?
I don't know.
Denmark. No one in Ohio.
No one in Denmark watched my videos anywhere.
I don't know.
Ohio is just a collection of abandoned amusement parks. That's all it is. Like, it's like one dirt road.
White suburban neighborhoods.
You know those YouTube channels where it's a bunch of guys and like they're exploring these abandoned stuff.
And all of a sudden, like,
but it's always in some Midwestern state.
Yeah, it's like we're down here in like the top right corner of Ohio. And
we're
like
we're in Utah. We're going to this
abandoned mental asylum.
We're going to Wisconsin.
Didn't know there's mental asylums and.
There's a mental asylum. Mental asylum everywhere nowadays.
You telling me that there's one in Idaho?
Yep.
Yeah. What was it for? Potatoes?
Yeah. Like actually.
Actually, potatoes. Potatoes actually reside there. But yeah. But it gets really annoying because I remember you remember the meme where it was like, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him." You know the music meaning. I forgot the song. I had almost 8 second clip of the. You know, the meme, but most of it, you know, was the, like, the deep fry version at the end, where it was like, ladies and gentlemen, we got them. But at the beginning, it plays a small portion of that. Whole video struck down, I'll never be able to get monetized from it, unless I claim against it.
And no one can see it in Denmark, God forbid.
Well, no.
God forbid.
People can see it in Denmark. It's just the outro, I don't know why with that song, people can't see it in Denmark.
Does it just, like, cut that part out?
No, the whole video's just...
No.
I like my.
They should allow you like a small time period to take and cut that part out. You know what I mean?
It allows me to. I have the option always to take out it or change it, but that's.
It's just kind of.
That's what the YouTube editor, which it won't sound right. It won't be good. No, and imagine just silence at the end of my videos. Just the outro silence. That's weird.
I mean, yeah.
You can always put just a JPEG.
A JPEG?
Does it look like I know what a JPEG is?
JPEG with some terrible. All I wanted was
a picture of a goddamn hot dog.
With some like flute, with some like.
Flute music?
You know, yeah, flute music.
Get stick bugged, lol.
Yeah, something stupid, but so stupid it's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's just, that's annoying. It shouldn't be able, and what really irritates me is not only that they can just strike him down really whenever they want, and it's like the most pettiest things is.
They don't say anything.
Once the. Well, no, you get like a notification. But that's what YouTube. Like, they don't tell you. Most times they won't email you or anything unless it's a big problem. But hear me out. If you try to appeal it, it doesn't go to YouTube itself. YouTube, the company doesn't get the appeal like, hey, I don't think this should be copyrighted. I feel like this is fair use, or either this does not have this many seconds or amount of time or. Of something to be counted for,
or it's not going to be copyrighted by the person, you know.
And, but it doesn't go to YouTube. It goes to the person who claimed me. So they look at my appeal, and you know they say if I say it's unfair, and they have the choice of to say you know like no or sure why not we'll look into it, and they you know they can just say no. Then nothing's stopping them, and you know they can take the money. I mean nothing's punishing them, nothing's stopping them. But and it, if. If I appeal three times and they just say no, I get a strike on my channel, a copyright strike. And if that happens three times, my channel's taken down forever. I'm banned off the site.
That's kind of fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because a channel, because no, not channel, because a company I appeal to says, no, we don't think that this is fair use. So, you know, fuck you. We're going to just keep saying no.
And then there's the whole, you know, like, the word epidemic, as I call it, on YouTube as well, where if you're making money as a creator, you know, you say one cuss word and it's over.
Oh, you can't say cuss. You can't say cuss words if it's for children.
Okay, which, why is there YouTube Kids then?
That's the main problem. Everybody hates is YouTube Kids exist, but the YouTube app still has the YouTube. You know, itself has to be friendly. For some reason, no matter what, even if you say no, not for kids, or even if it's age restricted, you still have to make it semi-family friendly. It can't have too like bad swearing and stuff.
Right.
They know that YouTube Kids is just a bunch of weird Indian channels that are just
it really
whack.
Is. It's just like toy
channels. Coco Melon.
Coco okay. Melon, Elsa and Spider-Man.
Jesus. If we get sued, that'd be funny. I wonder who would sue us if we
fucking Pinkfong.
Some Indian company probably.
Some Indian company isn't gonna find this. Be like, what do you have?
Well, but
loud Indian music .mp3.
Loud MP, but. It's just that's just annoying. Is not only is it like you know they strike it down if it's. But if they strike it down, there's no take back. There's no, like, that's it. No more.
But
know,
it's worse
it's not
than,
gonna, it's
it's
not
worse
gonna be
than the whole music stuff as well. Like, you get straight up strikes for having set amount of cuss words in a video, I think.
Yeah.
You have to be extremely cussing, though. It's you can get demonetized for that on some videos. But,
depending on the word.
Depending on how severe, like, if I just repeatedly say, fuck over and over and over and over throughout the video, I'm gonna get monetized.
The YouTube police be like, whoop.
It's bots. It's bots too. So
that's
sometimes
what
it,
is. Yeah, it
doesn't
like,
even
yeah, like
work.
It's not an actual person reviewing your video.
Yeah, when I get struck down for music, I always get struck down by companies who work for companies. These companies make their money striking down videos for music and taking this money and giving it most of it to the company.
Right. You know? And see, if I were like to, you know, do or like you know run the YouTube business thing, my model would be let the bots find it, right, and then let my staff review it.
No, but the thing is though, when bots find it, there's no somebody, it's the bot that's deciding your fate for your channel.
Well, I know that, I'm just saying that like in the beginning when they were doing all this, right? Mm-hmm. They should have made it to where the boss detected if there was stuff that should be checked, and then have like a set amount of staff to review.
There's a lot of things.
But there's
that
you so did. Many videos.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's like in the beginning, like it would be a little hard to
so
do
I'm
now.
Fixing my mic if it sounds weird right now.
Like, it'd be a little hard to do now because they're like set in stone and they're big, right?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of hard to add a whole new branch to their company. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, they could have had like an allotted, like maybe like, you know, like.
It have to be beginning though. They could fix
50
it.
To like 150 people to review what the bot said that they should review.
Well, you have to remember, this is a company owned by Google. They have billions of dollars at their disposal. They rack
well, yeah,
in billions
like,
of dollars.
But still, with a big company, it's hard to add a new branch. It would cause a lot of chaos for a big company like that.
It wouldn't cause that much chaos.
Well, not chaos per
team.
Se, but you know.
All you'd have to add is a support team. It's really not that hard.
It'd be a lot of people, though.
It'd be a lot of people. So what? You know how much money they're losing? How many people? You know how many creators of even
have stopped using?
Yeah, how many big creators and even small creators? Because I've still found a community of a lot of other small creators that just stopped. You know, when they just started because they said, "Hey, I'm not even gonna make it. I'm getting struck down and I'm getting just destroyed before I'm even." Up before I'm
yeah,
even going.
It'd be like different if there was like a threshold of like how big a channel could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like after that, they would contact you about previous videos.
Mm-hmm. Like once, so what? If you're under a threshold, then you don't get attention or
yeah.
But that doesn't sound right because then I feel like I'd definitely be under that threshold, and it's because I'm under there. No, I don't get treated like you don't have like 1,000 subscribers or something. Screw you.
Well, not necessarily that, but not as strict with, like, a 2-second clip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rules actually say it's, like, you have to be up to, like, 7 or 8 seconds, if I'm remembering correctly. It should be that. Sorry. But, they can still strike it down if it's a little, like, a little clip, they'll still strike it down, which makes no sense. It's not right. And I guess also, like I was talking earlier with my outro, is that's fair use.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're like, oh, man.
And just kind of like.
Because it's fair use because, like, it's not the actual original song. It's a remix of, which I understand. I've looked into it. Remixed songs still can get demonetized and all. And they don't like it, but.
Yeah, it's like that one, like that meme compilation channel that uses that, like, the remix of the Cave Town song as their outro. And they still have ads on their channel.
Well, it depends. Some can get access from the actual creator. They can get permission, and they're fine.
Only, like, wouldn't they have to go through, like, the person who remixed it and Cave Town, though?
They have to, I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure they have to go through the personal, but it depends. Some artists don't, you know, like, copyright their music. Like, I've used, I can't remember the name. It's like vapor. It's like this vaporwave musician. I forgot his name. I've used his music because he doesn't copyright his music.
Right.
He's a still creator, but he lets it out. He doesn't, because those most artists, you know, they'll take it. Yeah, I want the money. But I mean, some artists, you know, maybe Cave Town doesn't, you know, take money. Doesn't copyright their material.
Right. Like with SoundCloud, I uploaded a song on there, and I had made the beat myself because I was feeling funky that day. And I used a 2-second sound clip from, like, some dude who, he had a bunch of stuff on his profile. It was, like small, like, 10-second clips of just, like, sound effects.
Yeah.
And it got, like, taken down. It said, like, you know, this is your first strike. If this happens 2 more times, your account will be, like,
it's banned bullshit.
For, like, a
you
month.
You shouldn't be.
And it literally, like, showed me, like, it had, like, links to the clips on everything, and it had, like, the actual, like, length and the title. 2.3 something seconds.
That, like, shouldn't be even fucking.
Yeah, it's just because the bots, like, it's bots on SoundCloud too, are so sensitive.
I guess it'd be understandable for it to be sensitive, but it shouldn't be the bots are in power. The bots shouldn't be the ones
to just simply detect.
I mean, they should be the ones that detect,
just,
but
like,
not the ones
strike
to strike
down
and determine punishment or determine, you know.
Because then you got, like, errors and stuff. Like, sometimes they just don't
bots
work.
Aren't, like.
And then you get something that happened to a YouTuber that I watch. His name is Jameski.
Oh, Jameski. I remember.
Yeah. he had this problem. I don't know if he's still going through it, but some of his videos or his entire channel.
He was getting shadow banned, which I've looked into that. Shadow banning is where if you get struck down enough or something, if you get struck down enough and, you know, YouTube's against you, they can shadow ban you, which means you don't get recommended.
Yeah, he doesn't even show up
only anywhere. If you have to look up maybe his videos or something, yeah, but you won't get recommended their videos anymore.
Yeah, like,
But you want to, but I know, well, usually it's not, sometimes it won't even be because they actually do it officially. It's because copyright. Copyrighted, my videos I've checked, it's because they won't get recommended. Like, if you're on your homepage and all, and you've watched a couple of my videos, you won't get recommended that video, most likely, because, hey, this is copyrighted. And it's bullcrap. You should, it shouldn't be, yeah, like, it should be recommended. It's like, first off, all right, you're going to take my money if I ever even make money on this video. You're going to take it. But now you're going to make it where people can't even see that video.
Right.
It's like,
now I'm just not making any money because I'm not getting any
now
money.
No one's making money. You're not making money.
I can't get businesses to notice me and send me ads with, have ads in my
YouTube
videos.
YouTube imposes ads on your video. YouTube itself will give you the ads.
Oh, yeah, but like,
sometimes
you know,
the companies will email you to have ads in the video, but the ads you see that are not part of the video, those are on YouTube gives to
or
you.
Or like certain companies will email you to
Raid Shadow Legends,
yeah,
everyone knows
or like, or not even that, but like, you know, like World of Tanks, or it's mostly mobile games. Mm-hmm. But there is a couple that are like actually, you know, like cool games. Where like they'll just ask you to.
I'm gonna
like,
say that they're pretty shit games, and people I've talked to say that they kind of hate. I mean, they just pay a lot.
Mobile games.
No one knows why, but they have so much.
It's because people buy it.
People spend like, I don't know if people spend so much money on it, but they give so much money away, and no one. I mean, I can't talk to anybody who actually knows why or how they get this money to just throw away like this, but it's so much advertisement.
But there's this app, it's called BandLab. It's what I originally used to make music. And there was this guy, he had like 30,000 like followers on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Savage Gang. And he was like posting on his feed a lot about the app. And it's like, it's pretty small. So like, you know, they have staff like actually on there.
Yeah.
Like most of the time about how they need to verify him. You know, like they're verifying all these like shit people that use like band labs, like, you know, like sounds on there and everything. And they banned him. They banned his account
for requesting verification.
No, like for talking shit on them and calling them out. Cause like for real, okay.
Wow.
So they're denying freedom of speech basically on the site.
You can't talk like
that? He committed a Pokemane.
Yeah. And like basically, on BandLab, they have like these challenges every month, like hashtags, like on your music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you can put, and the people who win are always people who use like the BandLab loop packs that they make.
Just basically custom noises. Like if I went on YouTube and I used like, YouTube noises and all royalty free.
Yeah.
Instead of looking for my own,
then they're going to give you higher priority, I guess.
That wouldn't make sense. It seems like low effort.
It is, you know, but.
But I mean, besides. I guess, you know, talking shit on them. I can understand. I get you using your resources. I get it. Okay, that's fine. But to put them on higher priority because they use the free presets and all. I mean, it doesn't seem that creative and all. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using your presets and all. And
yeah,
that,
but
that's
like,
good
you
with
should,
what you got. But
you should give them the priority that they deserve, like from people listening
and
sharing their music.
Yeah, some people have more effort. You can clearly tell these people are.
Like, okay.
People actually going, you know.
There's another artist. His name is Daltanius. He's actually good. He has a record deal with Bentley Records. He's on Spotify and shit. He's a great artist. You have to, like, scroll to find him.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's some dude. His name is, like, Felipe. There was a whole controversy with him. I'm not going to go into it because it's retarded.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But he got, like, in the top three. And he uses all BandLab. Like, all, like, BandLab sounds. He uses their mix editor. He's always shouting them out on his page. And it's fucked up.
I mean, he's probably like a.
He's not staff either.
I'm not staff, but like a works for them kind of.
No.
An implant. You know what I'm talking? Implants.
Sort of. I mean, like he's a kind of cool guy. Like he does live streams on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't seem like he doesn't like talk about
sure
them.
He's
just
not like an implant though. I mean, I'm not saying like.
I mean, he's not like
not blatantly.
Like he's always like saying like. How good the new update is. You're going to like that. This app is so cool. I love using BandLab. Shit like that. And like.
Might be paid. I mean, not paid, but might be supported for.
Yeah, like he saw what was happening with him shouting them out and he kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like me or like other artists, you know, that I've talked to, like, we're all the way down there and we put like days upon days into a song and he just put something together in a couple hours.
I don't know. With my YouTube, I feel like I put in effort, but I'm really new to editing and I can't compare myself to people who spent college courses in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really good. I mean, I've talked to this guy, his name is Gio. He's an editor for a YouTuber. You know, I'm part of the community. He's like 7,000 subscribers. Kind of small, but he's an editor for them. And just, he's amazing. And he's giving me like tips and on how to do it. I'm still new and I still don't really, right. I'm not that good at it. But I guess it just really demotivates me to see people with the most laziest content go, you know, far up and all. I'm not going to trash talk. I'm not going to point out who these people are and what they make, but
I know. And I'm just over here like saying names, and
I'm not going to say names. I was saying names of people I've been inspired by, but these people post trash. I'm not going to say who they are, what they post, but it just really demotivates me to see them just succeed so far and so fast compared, you know, how much effort I put in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. So we're going to segue into a mid roll here in just a second.
Segue into a mid roll.
All right. Welcome back. We're still here with Ageless Last Four and Bro Moment.
Yes.
So this generation, what's up with them?
this generation, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
I'm part of this generation.
My name's Jerry Seinfeld.
It's
Chicago.
It's pretty whack, to be honest. It's really based off trend. And
those be crazy.
I mean, even, you know, when boomers, the whole stereotype, oh, my generation, you know what I mean? Like, even then, they still follow trends and all.
But now
it's just an entire trend. The childhood is the trend, all right? But, you know, and then there's just a huge decline in quality of
life
because,
cool,
you know, it's not
quality
really
of life.
it's no, not I, really a huge
quality
thing.
Of people.
Quality of fucking,
quality of people.
Quality
indeed.
Of fucking like there's, life.
There's
life.
Nobody that's original anymore.
Like your life.
No one's original. Like, no one's different.
Like it's all filters that make it look like there's a UV light in the room and it's dark.
Yes.
Your quality of life is bad because of people who follow trends.
Yes. Unless I go on social media,
and
the only thing I see nowadays when I go to school is e-boys and e-girls and the new XXXTentacion album.
He's fucking dead.
He's freaking dead.
He's
and like,
fucking dead. Let the
rest
man
in
rest.
Peace. But like,
yeah, like,
you know,
let the man be. Stop arguing over meanings. Just listen to the music. It's okay. Good.
And well,
what I really
the whole
his music
haircuts,
is to bring people together.
The new shoes, you know.
I have some dusty-ass Converse. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And, like,
I'm wearing basketball
it's
shorts
stupid because people like us are different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men and women are different, but it's not as big as it used to be, you know?
In the words of Bill Burr, if you're a wife, how to make your husband happy, just bring him a sandwich that was unasked for and leave.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
It shows that you care. Yeah. It makes sense.
Right, wife.
I mean, like,
life good. Fight back. okay, but actually, what was I talking about?
Hashtag send him in the kitchen.
When you were talking about like music and all on XXXTentacion, mm-hmm. I was just thinking, it's really irritating the people who guard like music for people, bands, people. You can't listen if you want to listen to
if
one
you're
of the
not
top
a mega fan and you don't have all their mixtapes from
exactly.
like
it's
from
like,
when they were 17, you're not a fan. You're just you can't listen to their music, you're canceled.
It's so irritating,
like,
man.
I like his music enough to own one album and I'll probably buy like 17 at some point because that's you know it's a good album, but I'm not gonna be like I'm gonna spend $200 on a mixtape. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, you're buying a $200.
Well, yeah, but that's for a little peep, okay?
Yeah, I forgot. You're a little peep fanboy.
It's not a fanboy. It's called being dedicated to an artist.
Fanboy. But It's like, I remember, I just want, I recently found Mac DeMarco. You know, I've listened, you know, just,
never heard of him.
I mean, he's pretty popular though. And like, I was just listening to his like two album and Salad Days, and I'm not a fan. I'm not like a big fan. Like, I like his music,
right.
I love it and all, but I'm not a dedicated fan. I hate those people like, oh, you don't know him, you're just a poser or something. It's like, that's so irritating. Yeah, like, okay. You don't.
There is this. He's my producer. He goes by Dreaming Woes, and like me and him were talking about, you know, like rap culture and shit.
What happens if we trash talk him?
Oh man, like,
are we out?
We're best friends. He doesn't like really like fuck with my podcast. He just has my music. But
I know. I'm messing.
Yeah, well, like me and him were talking about like rap culture, right? Like X and Peep and like Corbin mm-hmm. and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the guy just said Corbin. He has two albums on Spotify, and he hasn't released anything since like 2017. And you know, like we were talking, and I was like, yeah, I've listened to like a couple of his songs. And he was like, no, you have to listen to the whole album. You have to listen to it in order, or else you can't listen to his music. And I was like, fuck is that? Like, why? And he was like, well, it's all like, it has like, it's all, you know, specific meanings. You have to listen to it in order to understand. And like, I don't want to understand. I'm not into this guy's music that much. I just like several songs.
I listen to jam out, not to be sad because of the lyrics.
Well, I mean, like, it's not even sad. It's just like you have,
you
it's
know,
like
the
if,
feeling.
Yeah, it's like if you listen to like one song, you don't understand his music, and you need to listen to the whole album right now in order so you can understand like what he's actually trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I'm not into him enough to want to know what he's getting across. I just like this song, and I want to have it in my playlist.
Mm-hmm. That's also like, you know, the whole my music back in my generation was so much better.
Yeah,
and
to you.
I can totally understand that now, because, you know, music is so much different. Music nowadays just has lyrics and meaning.
Yeah, back in the day, it was just like guitar riffs and.
Yes, but it made you feel, you know, it made you feel good.
Because,
made you dance.
And then, you know, you've listened to that for so long, and then something new comes. And
but
you're
now,
like, I don't
nowadays,
like it.
Such as. You know, XXXTentacion, you got meaning behind it.
Tentacion.
Yeah, whatever. You have to listen to the lyrics and stuff.
I feel like music is subjective,
like,
and no matter really, you know,
you
anything's
know,
good.
Back in, quote-unquote, the day, like, you know, like, classic rock was, like, the big thing. You know, rap wasn't, like, a big thing, you know. Like,
and back in that day, you know, they had their own old hags that, you know, were being like, I remember when we were slow dancing and all this boogie hippie stuff was... Just
no,
outlandish.
I feel like my mom is really into classic rock. My dad's really into country, right? And like country
oh.
makes me depressed.
I hate
like
country.
It's all like bag, like big rigs, trucks, and like dead dogs. My wife just left me.
I hate
and then
my
like
wife.
Yeah, like it's all straightforward.
Vicious.
And same thing with classic rock. Excuse me, it's all straightforward lyrics. You don't have to think about anything.
Well, I don't know about all, but yeah, it just
well,
sums
you,
up
you
to
know
that.
Just like
it sums up to that.
A generalization
and I
of
guess,
classic rock,
but,
in my opinion.
Well, classic.
And it's not like, I'm talking about like AC/DC and shit like that. Like, they say what they mean. You don't, like, it's not metaphors.
If I'm being honest, I don't really like AC/DC.
Like, there's certain vibes that you want to get from different kinds of music, and just because you don't like the, like, you don't want to think about something doesn't mean you should say it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Like with X, like, you know, he talks about, you know, drugs and, you know, being depressed, but he also talks about, you know, trying to enjoy life and mm-hmm. be with his friends while you can, like, be with your friends and people you love while you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, to come together.
Yeah, if I'm being
and
honest,
I feel like, you know, people who say that music isn't good, they only see the drugs and the suicide and and, you know, the depression side.
I guess, but
that.
You have to think about that. That's what people probably think. Like, that's the same thing people are thinking of when you say that about country. Like, oh, it's just about big
well,
rich
mean,
tractors and your
well,
fucking
I mean, like,
wife.
I, yeah,
you have to think that.
I get
the same,
that. Like,
though.
Like
and people
there
are
is. Like, I'm just saying, like, the main people, like, my dad, like, specifically my dad is what I meant. Like, the stuff that he listens to was very mainstream. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's all the people who listened, you know, like, you know, older people, that's all they hear is the mainstream stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is usually not as good.
I guess keeping topic of music, but kind of moving on. I hate being, like, classed due to music.
Yeah, like when people ask, what kind of music do you like?
Or iPhone or Android.
iPhone or Android. But just being classed in general is really irritating. But
yeah, it's like, you know, you like this kind of music, so you're this kind of person.
Specifically, it's like, okay, I love the Blue Weezer album. That's my favorite album on earth. It's got my favorite songs. I love it. I mean, not saying it's got my favorite songs and my most listened to. It's just a generalized album. Everything's
good. It's in like my top like 10 or 25.
Yeah, but it's like general. A generalized everything's really good about it to me, but not perfect. You know,
I'd say that like if we're going like an album that I'd like listen to start to finish like every day for the rest of my life, if I had to choose one album, it'd probably be Hellboy by Lil Peep. But not because I'm just like into Lil Peep, you know, because it's
fanboy.
There's a difference between being a fanboy and being an actual fan.
And you have crossed the line of being a fanboy.
Yeah, I crossed the line from a fanboy into an
actual fan. No, you crossed the line to being a fanboy.
Why?
There's the line, and you crossed it.
What made me cross the line?
When you decided to buy a $200 album from Lil Peep.
With the cum stains.
It's not cum stains, retard.
I'm sorry, piss stains.
All right, but anyway,
what the fuck was it? Oh yeah, like not because, you know, I not because I'm like a quote-unquote fanboy, but because it's a great album. It has great songs. When you listen to it in order, it's a great album, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's the Hellboy album was, if you listen to Lil Peep, it's not like a lot of his music nowadays, you know. It's like he did kind of digress into a sadness in the end of his life.
Yeah.
But he was turning 19, like in the near future when he released Hellboy. Mm-hmm. He was like late 18.
Yeah.
And he did like a song with Xavier Wolf. He's a pretty underground artist called Drive By.
Yeah.
And it's about like how he had a flip phone and like this old dusty ass car, and he would just drive around LA like listening to his music. Like with his friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you just listen to the lyrics, like if you're just like absently listening, like if you're just walking around listening to it, you wouldn't hear that.
Yeah.
Because of the way that his voice sounds and the way that he sings and raps, it sounds like, you know, a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the lyrics, like he says like Motorola phone, I ain't coming home. And if you hear that, that sounds like, you know, shitty, I guess. But then like the rest of the lyric is him saying that he's gonna be, you know, in LA with his like squad, basically.
I'm back from pissing.
You just missed this whole point I made, so
we're gonna move on. I really had to pee, and I'm sorry I left in the middle of it and not during break.
It's fine. We were moving on anyway.
We were moving on. What do we move on to?
You know, also, what I meant by the whole, you know, teens nowadays being, you know,
right,
following trends only, I was really focused on like looks and how they act.
Yeah, like everyone has the same haircut. They all like dye their hair twice a week.
Yes, and they got all that, like, and boys have that stupid, like they get it like a medium fade on the side, but they leave like the top to where it like hangs just like this.
Yeah, and then they just like sweep it all to a different side every day.
And they dress,
or they're just like have it like all in their face.
Fuck you guys.
But yours is way better than that.
Like,
I definitely need to get back. This is like giving me cancer.
I see like your sideburns are shaved, just in the back.
I look like I'm growing a mullet.
R/whoosh for real.
I fucking hate it, dude. This is the worst haircut I've ever had in my life.
I was gonna get a haircut, but like we had so much to do for the party. Like my birthday party was today.
Hey, haircut, dude, this is the worst haircut I've ever had.
Really?
Well, not the worst haircut. I hate this, dude.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna say it's your worst haircut. Like,
fuck you.
Dude, okay, when you're pulling that up, you look just like you used to.
Yeah, that's because when I had it like this, though. It's fine. But this, dude.
Dude, okay, Chase is still fucking with me about that mullet. He still wants me to get the mullet.
I know, and it's
like the mullet! Dude,
the first message he sent me on Discord, when I got his information, he was like, "You got the mullet yet, boy?" No, I was like, I'm getting it tomorrow.
I'm
and
about
then,
to get a mullet.
Yeah.
We should all get mullets. I'm not going to get
mullets. Hashtag mullet gang.
I was joking when I said I'm getting a mullet. I hate mullets.
You got a mullet now.
I'm not getting a mullet. Fuck you. I'm never going to get a mullet, dude.
Why?
If you have a mullet, fuck you.
This would be some Joe Dirt.
If you have a mullet, then.
No.
If you have a mullet, dude, what are you thinking? What actually makes you... Okay, not insulting anymore. I was joking when I said fuck you. But actually, What is good about a mullet? Like, what's stylish? What makes it?
It's not necessarily appealing. Stylish. It's just, I mean, like, just
cool. But it takes effort. Looks, it takes effort. Exactly. It's not like lazy. It's looks actually something cool. That takes. It doesn't really.
It depends on how you do it. Like, if you like have it like swooped in the front and swooped out in the back, that looks fucking
looking like
that one guy from like regular show.
I remember that. But I was gonna say like that one guy from It. You know, talking about the bully?
Which one?
The bully from It. The main one. The one that, like, carved the stomach.
The first one or the new one?
I'm talking the new one, you know. Dude. With his haircut. The new one.
Sort of, yeah.
The new one was kind of bad, but, like, you're just talking about his haircut. It was the fucking.
The worst.
That was the trashiest mullet I've seen.
Except for Joe Dirt.
It's like, Joe Dirt's, you know, you got a mustache and everything. The only guy I could see rocking it.
And then there's, like, the clothes part of the trend nowadays. Oh, my God. Okay.
This is gonna be really controversial, and it's like a double edged sword type thing. Like, boys dressing so feminine, like,
yeah, skinny jeans.
Yeah,
you mean like femboys, like the ones that dress in
like e boys,
not traps, e boys, like people like guys who dress in like
ripped skinny jeans with like, the high top Converse.
Yeah, and like.
And like those, like the like the black and white striped,
the long sleeve shirts with
a black t-shirt over that, and like they gotta have the chain.
Oh yeah, I mean like
on their waistband.
Like if it weren't for how like the overall look, like some of that could be cool to put into a style, right?
Yeah.
But like they all look exactly the same.
Yeah, they all look the same.
And like there's always like the shirts that have like the flowers blooming on the long sleeve the Japanese writing.
Trends are always a thing. You know, you never been get away from
it. But it's never been this bad, I'd say.
It's just because
it really has. Like old people saying basically that this generation has never been worse, saying we live off phones and everything. That's such a like closed-minded way of seeing things. You understand
it's a closed-minded way of saying it, not seeing it.
No, but you understand that old people have been saying this to each other for years and years, always saying that the newer generation is bad on because it's different.
Yeah, yes. it's like
how, but it's not necessarily bad. They have their flaws, but that doesn't mean they're bad.
Yeah,
true.
There was this article I read a while ago. The title of it was "Kids these days have it better than we did," and I was like, "Good. We should have it easier."
What's so bad about it?
Yeah, we should have an easier life than you.
What's
did.
So bad about having an easier life? What's
yeah, like
they said it's bad. Kids these having day, technology
like,
and
like wait, like,
but thing. Do we really though? I mean, they don't even tell us how to pay our taxes.
Well, I mean,
but they didn't. Really
it's not.
Back
it's
in
not
day.
Stuff like that. It's just like we can do so much more, but they don't want us to because they don't want us to have a better life than they did. It's like
what's,
you know,
because
some.
They want us to work for like.
They want us
I
to thought, work harder
they
than they did
for
what
us
they
to
have.
Be, I think they worked for you know the children and young adults to be to have a better life, not have to struggle. Why do you want us to have to grind like you did?
Yeah,
have
like,
to face the problems
like
you did when
we're
you
kids.
Know yourself. You know yourself that was a struggle and you hated
like,
it. Why do you want your kids to?
There's this artist. His name is Youngblood. His music has kind of dropped off a little bit. I prefer his earlier stuff.
I think I remember Youngblood.
He's like a British dude. In an interview, he said that. When you're younger, you know, like teens and like 20, like early 20s,
mm-hmm.
you want to do like a lot of stuff. Like you want to do stuff. You want to change things.
Yeah.
And people are like older people are always putting you down. You mm-hmm. know, like you can't do this. You're too young. But then when you're older, you have the same kind of views. So nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I can
you
definitely
can't
see.
You can't put younger
yeah, like,
people down.
You cannot if you have kids, right. And like they come up to you with what they want to do in life and their dream, you can't say you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't put them down for what they want to do. Because otherwise, that's going to put a bad image of you in their head and as well.
It's like, what really takes me like, is I hate those parents that are like, no, you can't pursue art. No, you can't pursue music. Because,
like,
you don't,
you're never going to make it. You're not going to make any money
off
of it.
Because they're like,
that's not a
you're not
going to
make money out of it. That is the most bullshit excuse.
Yeah.
If you say that,
I don't
then
care.
You are a shit person.
I don't need to make money off of it. I want to live my life the way that I want to live it.
Yeah, making money should not be the most important thing out of a career.
My dad's, like, my mom, like, she likes the fact that I do music. Like, she still wants me to have a job, you know what I mean? But, like, she likes that I do it. She likes that I have a passion in life. My dad, he says that it's not a sustainable life choice.
I mean,
I think it should be treated as a hobby. While you're young, it should never be treated as a, I'm going to pursue this and this is going to be my life.
See, at the age that we are, it shouldn't be seen as a career. It should be seen as something that you want to stick with if you do want to make it into a career. Yeah,
I guess,
but like, it shouldn't be seen as a career right now. It should be seen as something that is progressively made into a career.
Yeah, I guess advice for anybody who wants to start YouTube or podcasts or
you
music,
don't put all of your time
never
into it.
Put all of your time and make it the one thing you focus on. Make it a hobby. Make it something. Well, I got time, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, you know, like if you have like for me, like I always record music and my podcast at night. Mm-hmm. Like at night when I have extra time, if I'm not like really tired or anything.
Yeah.
And you know, if I see something out of it, I'm going to continue doing it.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, like my dad says, if I see that it's not going to be something that's going to, you know, at least like somewhat sustain me to where it's not like a burden, I'm going to keep doing it because I enjoy doing it and it brings me joy.
I feel like what's difficult with YouTube is I feel obligated to pursue, I feel obligated to put more out there. Like people are waiting. You know, like I got people who want to see the stuff.
I know, like, you know, people will like the other day I showed my song, I Love Dance. You remember that?
Yes.
You listened to it?
Yeah, I've listened to
it. I showed it to my friend.
On Spotify?
Yeah. I showed it to my friend Brayden. He was like, this is shit. And I was like, I know. But like, you know, he's like, he gave me positive reinforcement. You need to keep doing this. You know, you need to keep trying and learning. And people, you know, like, you know, elders, adults, parents, shit like that, need to have that same kind of attitude. You know, you need to keep trying at it and not just say stop.
That's what I mean I know y'all don't know Gio, and he, I don't even think he's probably not gonna see this podcast at all. If he does, hi Gio. But he's really even an inspiration for me because he is such an amazing editor. I've never seen someone so amazing in editing.
Yeah, like
and art, and he is a like college professional like editor, and he's given me so many tips as to what to start from, where to go. Not basically like a learning like thing, like a do this, do that. Basically, of just where to learn your own path.
Yeah, and like,
like barriers on a road, like Mario Kart. You still have different directions, but barriers, you know.
Yeah, like there is choices. Like a barrier on your track to where if you get too far off, you can't go any farther.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think you were saying earlier how a lot of people on YouTube who are, you know, they're just like bad and they don't try to put any effort into anything, like not even the ones that like blow up, you know what I mean, but just the ones who don't put any effort and expect to get blown up.
That irritates.
It's kind of like that with music. Like people will put songs out and be like, you know, like why am I not getting anything? It's because you're not investing any time into what you're doing.
I'll say that, don't ever expect to get blown up, and don't I'm not a hope for it. Always you can hope for it. I hope,
you know,
to blow up, but I don't expect it, and I don't say I should.
You see,
I just put it out there and I hope people will watch it. That's it.
I'm just talking about like adults who are trying to do music and they expect people to listen to the music, but they don't put any time, money, or, you know, like investment in their, like from their life into music, and they expect more out of it.
Yeah, I've spent most of my money on the microphone we're talking to on that right now, and just other stuff. I spent so much because I want see that I put my money, effort, and time into it because I try hard. I want
right.
to produce something good. I don't want to produce something shit.
And even just like with people who want to be quote unquote Instagram famous or internet famous.
That's such an annoying fucking thing.
I know. Like, and not Instagram famous, like, you know, quote unquote internet famous. People don't put any time into it. You know, like, it's still annoying to see people who are like overly into it, but at least they, you know, have put time into it.
Like, Alec, how many people have you seen on Instagram? Just the most influencers.
Influencers?
But they're not actually influencers. They try. They're like, they want to be famous. They're like,
yeah, like,
I don't really.
People who just use their phone camera with their fucking ceiling light.
Not a whole lot, but I do see it, like, a lot of, I've been recently seeing a lot of ads on YouTube about just these random guys who are, like, dummy rich.
Oh, yeah,
they're
like,
talking about the stock market
just
and what
just
kind
take
of
my
stocks.
15-minute course. It's only $700.
Those are scams. No one ever clicks on them because those, if it's, like, a get rich in 15-minute book, they're basically it's like 20,000 words of nothing. It really is.
It's just like, it's just him explaining how he like fluked out.
it's just like, so like with this book you'll make blah 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 blah. It's just, it doesn't go anywhere. It just stays
right. It does not. It's just like, it's him repeating the same thing over and over again about how he looked out in the stock market, but he did this and he did that, and that's why he got the money.
But they're not tips of how to do it. Not anything,
yeah, like it's like basically, it's like it's just I did this. Like, he doesn't explain how he got to there, how it, like, trial and error or anything. It just,
I got rich.
Zip, zap, rich.
It's like books about, you know, learning a language. You need someone. You need someone.
You need an actual person.
Well, I don't,
there,
because
learning a language,
a book isn't going to tell you, hey, you pronounced that letter wrong.
You know, like, and this is how you pronounce it, and like, you know, like you can't like ask a book a question.
Yeah.
Per se.
Well, but you can provide more information into the book.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm just saying,
it's hard to put into words.
Like, he, yeah, like if you don't understand something, and you've read everything about it, and there's nothing there for you, you know, your first thought is like the internet.
Yeah.
The whips.
I think that there needs to be more open source information, like, uh-huh, like, and what I mean by that is sites like Wikipedia and WikiHow, and just like crowdsourced information about things.
WikiHow shouldn't always be a credible source. I mean, not WikiHow.
Well, I mean, obviously,
Wikipedia should be a credible source.
Well, I mean, obviously, Wikipedia and WikiHow aren't, you know, like 100% always, but it's, yeah, but it's pretty easy to know.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's definitely more reliable than Google Sites.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just talking like teachers who don't accept that and all.
Random links for like a site that was made in like 2001.
Yeah. They're like that.
It's like,
that,
bro, you, when you wrote this, you still thought Pluto was a planet. I'm,
whoa.
That's a whole other subject.
Pluto's not a planet.
Pluto is planet.
It is a mass of rock and ice.
It is a mass.
So is Earth.
Nowhere.
It has volcanic, like, you know, volcanic activity, but it doesn't make it a planet.
I'm just going on some fucking philosophical shit.
Philosophical.
I mean, that's what we should be doing here.
Earth is a huge clump of dirt. We're just little assholes living on it, destroying it.
But that's just a broad statement. That's not an actual.
It's not a broad statement.
What is determined?
Earth isn't. Humans aren't in depth. Earth isn't in depth. Nothing.
A planet is more of
like Stephen Hawking, A Brief Explanation of the Universe. Nobody understands what the fuck he's saying, but we pretend that we do.
The fuck you mean? Have
you ever actually read the whole book?
I didn't say I read the book. I've said understanding what he's saying.
Well, I mean, like,
no, actually, don't even, what he speaks into it, he speaks into a lot.
Well, I get
more elaborate words, but it's really not that hard to understand.
Well,
don't get me wrong. You can't understand a lot of it.
If you are an intellectual and you do want to,
I'm not going
to
say I'm intellectual. I hate with saying that. I'm not going to be like, I'm Ben Shapiro. Actually, these are the facts.
I'm not saying like that. Like, if you strive, or not even strive, but if you want to, you know, be more knowledgeable about things and you want to learn about it, then you're going to understand it better. But for people who are, you know, just want to have it to state in conversation, they're not going to understand anything he's saying because they don't feel the need to learn it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, that's that kind of reminds me of school, you know, the whole just learn it, throw it into the test.
School is a very
I can't learn something if I'm not going to be interested in it.
Yeah. You know, in high school, I got this sophomore girl that I talked to. She showed me her classes, and she got like sociology, you know, human anatomy. I'm actually looking forward to stuff like that because I might actually use that. So, you know what I mean? Rather than just chemistry, you know, stuff like, don't throw me into Harvard right away.
it's like parents expect so much more than their kids can give.
Well, I mean, they don't really.
I feel like
it's not really that hard. It's just hard to take in. It's hard to enjoy.
Like it's hard to sit in a class while somebody talks and talks and talks about something that you don't give a fuck about.
It should be something where it's a little bit more kid friendly on the, like, you know, the kids side. Have you seen how many times how many times have you ever seen school makes me depressed? Have anxiety.
Parents think it's all fake, but it's not.
It's like, oh, it's just them damn phones and all.
Yeah,
it's
and like
it's
since quarantine started, like, you know, like in school, I used to do the leg shit. Like, I tap my leg and I'd scratch like behind my ear and like pull my earlobe and shit. I don't do that anymore. Yeah. I don't have those tics that I used to have. I don't feel that like anxiousness that I did because I always felt like something was pressuring on me. I needed to get something done at all times.
School and, is one of the most pressurized environments.
The main thing that causes anxiety for me, at least, I don't know if it's for everybody, is the feeling that someone's going to be mad at you if you don't do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, like, even, like, with my parents, like, or teachers, if I don't finish this, if I don't get a good grade on that, you know, they're going to be upset with me. And mm-hmm. I feel very anxious about, you know, having people upset with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such, yeah, it's such, like, a... School shouldn't, I mean, I guess I could say, I mean, I don't know how to fix it, you know, I'm not, but some yeah, people like, who are in charge, they should really.
Yeah, like, they should take actual.
They should see that there is a problem with the whole format of how school is.
Yeah, it's all.
I can't tell you how anxious I've been from school and everything.
Mm-hmm.